I'm Sean Owen and I'm at the AMI 2009 meeting in Malaga in Spain. I'm here with Søren Hovendieck from Heidelberg University in Germany, and we're here to talk about Søren's presentation at the meeting. Can you tell us a little bit about that first?
Our study has a title, Curricular Integration Principles for Virtual Patients, a focus group study among students. There is, so far, there is not much literature about how to effectively blend virtual patients with other curricular methods, or just to integrate it in the curriculum itself. Not just put it on a website and say, now do it whenever you want, but to align it with other curricular elements. And there is no real literature base yet, so we decided to do a study on this. And we did it in that way, that we exposed medical students in their fourth year to eight different curricular integration scenarios. For example, first having a lecture, then working through a virtual patient which fits to this topic, then having a small group discussion about this virtual patient, and so on. It's just one scenario. And after students have been exposed to these eight scenarios, including as well using virtual patients for assessment, we did focus group studies. And these are studies where you sit together with four to eight students and discuss for 2 hours important topics. And we discussed about how they experienced this integration of virtual patients and what they thought which fosters their learning. So which are the ingredients which help them to learn more with the virtual patients by this integration. So not by them itself, but by integration. And we found that if we could extract like 11 principles after an extensive analysis. You transcribe all the results and you summarize these, make content analysis, which quite takes some time. And we concluded in 11 principles. And these are, for example, that virtual patients, however you integrate them, students like them as well, just to be available wherever and whenever they want to. So this means they like to have them available, for example, via the website of the medical school, so they can use them to their convenience and as preparation for the exam and so on. So this was the first they liked. And then we extracted other principles, like they rather have a virtual patient after they had a lecture on some topic, so they have already some prior knowledge, and they have a virtual patient rather before they meet a real patient, because then they feel well prepared and they can concentrate more on the patient and do not always think, now what should I ask and what should I do, because this they have done before that. And they said that it supported learning if they discuss virtual patients as well in a small group facilitated by the tutor, and this especially in complex cases, that it's not always needed, because the virtual patient, there's a lot of feedback in there, so they get to know quite a lot even with this virtual patient. But if it's really a complex theme, they said now it was really good to deepen understanding on this topic. And they said as well, now if there are two virtual patients or more which are on the same topic area, they like as well to discuss them in the same session to perhaps see differences, similarities, and so on.
So you found quite a lot of really valuable information from this pilot study. How would you take that into the future then? What's the next step?
So I think this qualitative study, what it is, really helped us to extract the important factors, and it will help us to design our future studies. Once we do really experimental controlled trials where we compare, for example, different integration modes and see whether this has an impact on the learning outcome, we can use our results to focus our attention to things which are most probably valuable as students experience them.
So, well, plenty of food for thought. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us.
Yeah, thank you very much. My pleasure.